Merry Christmas. Let me just say on behalf of our church that we love you so much. We are just rooting for your family. I want you to know as you're here tonight, one thing that our church just wants you to know so deeply is that you are loved more than you could ever imagine by your Heavenly Father. So let me pray, and then I want to talk to you tonight about God's love for you. So let's pray. Father, we love you. And I just thank you for your Holy Spirit, for his love, for his provision, for his guidance, and Father, most importantly, for the way that he speaks to us. God, that song we sang, Noel, what a beautiful and powerful song of worship. God, it's my prayer that you would, right now in this moment, ignite our hearts, inspire us to grab hold of this beautiful gift that you sent to us, this baby boy born in a manger named Jesus. Father, he is so good, and we're so thankful for the gift that he is to us. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Let me ask you a question as we get started tonight. How many of you have a gift that you are really excited to get or give tomorrow morning? How many of you have something that you're getting really excited about? For me, I'm really excited because Hannah bought me a LeBron James Laker jersey, and I am super excited about it. It's a white LeBron James Lakers jersey. I really wanted the white one, and you might ask, Jake, how do you already know this? It's Christmas Eve. It's because Hannah and I are really bad at Christmas. We're awful at Christmas. I really wanted the Lakers jersey, but I specifically wanted the white one. And so we got online and we're looking for the right one, the white one, and I didn't want the yellow or the purple one. And they were sold out online. And so I just told her, well, get me one of the other ones and just surprise me with it. And then I went out shopping for her. And I went into the Foot Locker at the Liberty Center, and would you believe that on the shelf, there was one last white Laker jersey in my size. And I called Hannah. I was like, please, 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 please. You can even wrap it, and I'll open it and pretend like I didn't know that I bought it for myself. And so that's what we did. And I got a Lakers jersey coming tomorrow morning. Gonna be nice. I'll post the picture on the Insta. You can see it. I'm pretty pumped. Here's the other thing that I'm really excited about. Here's what makes it even better. My friend Kyle Duff, Kyle and I have known each other for a really long time, and he knows me very, very well. And he got me a very special gift. My wife and I are expecting our first son in March, and he got us a very, very sweet special gift. Are you ready for this? This is awesome. I can't wait for you to see it. He got me a little mini LeBron jersey. Vintage. This is the real deal. This is the stitching and this is the whole kit and caboodle here. So he's going to be like daddy right there, loving LeBron. Pumped for that. I'm also pretty excited for a gift that I'm making for my mother-in-law. This year I've got into woodworking and building things, and luckily I haven't lost any fingers yet. Everything's going well. And she asked me a couple months ago to build her a bench for her bathroom. They just remodeled their bathroom, and she wanted me to build her a bench. And so for the past couple months, I've been working on getting really good wood. I went and bought some oak wood, and I've been crafting this bench, and I'm really excited tomorrow morning to give that to her for her to see it. Pastor Dustin got a really cool gift tonight. Here's a picture of something he got. He got a Star Wars Darth Vader candle warmer that he's really excited to put in his office. I couldn't resist showing you that. He sent me this picture on text, and I said, why do you consistently send me treasures? Things that I can just use. Like, thank you for that. But here's the thing. As fun as it is to give or to receive gifts, the most fun is when we unbox them, when we unwrap them, take them out of the package, and actually enjoy them. Like, Christmas is going to be awesome tomorrow night at 8 p.m. when the Lakers and Clippers play the most important game of the regular season, and I'm in my Laker jersey with my wassail and my popcorn. That's going to be a fun time. Next year, a year from now, when Ollie's here, and he's got a little LeBron jersey on, and I'm teaching him how much better LeBron is than Michael Jordan, much to the chagrin of my father-in-law. That's going to be a good time. I can't wait for that. When Larna's got her shower bench, right? And she's doing whatever you do with a shower bench. Painting her nose or toes. Maybe she paints. Powdering her nose, maybe. When Dusty's got his BB-8 candle going in his office, that's Christmas. It's when you put the gift to use, when you get to actually enjoy it and experience it. So here's what I want you to know tonight. Here's what Christmas is all about. Because listen, Christmas can be about a lot of things. It can get really busy. You might be here tonight and you might just be stressed out by the holidays. But we all know Christmas is really about one thing. And that's that God sent his heavenly son, his one and only son, into this world so that we could have a relationship with him, so that we can know just how much he loves us. And yet so often, it's like we leave the present under the tree unwrapped, unengaged, unexperienced. And so here's my one question for you tonight. It's very simple. This is the theme of the whole message. Have you unwrapped the gift of Jesus in your life? Have you experienced this wonderful gift that God has come to give to you, or is it still sitting on the shelf? Because friend, I want you to know that it's available to you. I want you to know that God has come to give you a great gift. And he wants us to be like kids on Christmas morning. You know, when kids learn about Christmas, they just get freaked out. It's like the best day of the year. Ask Jamie, he's my friend down here on the front row. I said, are your kids excited about Christmas? He said, yeah. They're super excited because that's just how kids are. They can't wait. They think, eat, live, breathe Christmas. My little nephew, Owen, it was Christmas week at school. And so every day they put him in a different little Christmas costume and he went to school. My wife saw Owen and our sister Heather out at Kroger, and she said, Owen, are you getting excited about Christmas? And he said, I don't know. And she said, why? And he said, well, I'm definitely on the naughty list. But I don't know why he thinks that. But can you imagine the excitement and the joy tomorrow morning when he walks downstairs and there's all those gifts right in front of him that he just gets to open? And how silly would it be if those gifts just got left under the tree? That's no fun. Christmas is about ripping into the presents, taking them out, playing with them, enjoying them, experiencing them. And friend, I want you to know tonight, there has been a great gift given to you. And God wants you to experience it. He wants you to enjoy it. He wants you to savor it. He wants you to take it in. So let's talk about that gift for just a minute. Nathan read our scripture earlier, but I'm going to read it again to you. This is Isaiah chapter 9, and it says this. For to us, a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. What a beautiful promise. Let me just unbox that for you for just a moment. God has given you several things tonight that I want you to know about. The first is this. God wants you to unwrap his promises. Isaiah said that this son that would be born to us would be called Wonderful Counselor. The one who advises us, the one who gives us wisdom, who gives us the counsel that we need for our life. And I wonder how many of you in this room are in need of some divine direction for your life. Maybe 2019 didn't go as planned. Maybe some things that were unforeseen or unexpected came into your life. Maybe someone got sick. And now the family is reeling and rallying, trying to figure out what's the next step we should take. How are we going to respond to this? Maybe your marriage hit a rough patch. Maybe you came into the year thinking this was going to be the year that everything was going to come together. This is the year we're going to figure it out. And then for some reason, the year went on and things just seemed to get worse and worse and you got further and further apart. Maybe you have some kids who are in a painful season in their life. And as a parent, you feel helpless. You feel like you don't know what to do and you need guidance for your next step. I have a friend that I met with last weekend and we met up here at the church and we started talking about his life, and he's just in a really bad season of depression and a difficult part of his life. He had a relationship that went south. He's a single father trying to figure out how to raise his daughter. And if he was honest with you, he just says, man, I'm struggling and I don't know where to turn. And I want you to know tonight that the gift that God has come to give you this Christmas is the gift of his promises, of his wonderful counsel. You see, this book that we believe in here, this Bible, it is 66 love letters written from God to you, full of wisdom for every single season of life, every moment, every decision, every difficult detail. God has given us his wisdom. And I want you to hear me tonight. God wants to fill your life with his counsel, friends. He wants you to unbox the gift of his wisdom and his promises for your life. Jesus wanted that so much for you that the Bible says that he gives his Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. The Holy Spirit actually lives in your heart. It is God in the flesh living within you to help you navigate every moment of every single day. Have you unwrapped this gift? Do you know the gift of God's promises tonight? Here's the second one. God wants you to unwrap the gift of his power. It says he's called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. That word mighty is the word gibor in Hebrew. It means supreme skill, super strength, all wisdom, all resources, all ability. When I was a kid, my favorite baseball player was Ken Griffey Jr. Now, Ken Griffey was just matchless in everything he did. He had matchless skill, but the cool thing for me was Ken Griffey Jr. was just matchlessly cool. He wore the hat backwards before anybody else. He had the swing that everybody wanted to have. Ken Griffey Jr. had matchless power. And Isaiah is saying to us in this passage, the child that is born in this manger, The one that's been given to you, this great gift God has given to you, has matchless power, superior strength, ultimate skill, supreme authority with which he can guide your life. I want you to know tonight that the gift that God has come to give to you, he can deliver from depression. He can alleviate anxiety. He can abolish addiction. He can cure a crippled conscience. He can mend a mangled marriage. He can soothe a shattered soul. He has all power. And I wonder tonight, have you unwrapped that power in your life? You see, Jesus told us in Acts chapter 1 that the power of God would be available to all who put their trust in him, that he would unleash his power in mighty ways in your life. Paul said in Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He didn't say we wouldn't go through difficult times. He didn't say life wouldn't be troublesome at times. But he said that God's power would sustain those who trust in him through every season, through every valley, through every gale, through every storm. And I want you to know tonight that this power is available to you. All you have to do is unwrap it. All you have to do today is receive it. He is a mighty God for you. He's a wonderful counselor, mighty God. Here's the third thing. God wants you this morning to, or tonight, to unwrap his presence. It says he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Everlasting Father. You know, something that I believe is true is that every person in the world longs for a relationship with a father. We all have this deep desire in us for a satisfying relationship with the father. Now, that's not to say, moms, that you aren't important. I've told you this before. If they were just left to dads, the kids would be starving and wearing the same clothes for like 3 weeks straight. We need a mother's touch. But there is something about the father's approval that we just can't get any other place. And I think it's because that was hardwired into us, because you were made for a relationship with your heavenly father. You were made to know and experience the love of a perfect father. And so I don't know what your relationship with your dad was like. I don't know if it was a good one, a bad one. I don't know if he was present or absent, but I do know this, friends. I know that there is a Father in heaven who loves you more than you could ever imagine, who has a greater dream for your life than you could have ever thought of, who wants to give your life purpose and hope and fulfillment and joy like you have never believed. I told you that Hannah and I are expecting our first son. I shared a couple weeks ago in a message that I'm a little nervous about that, because to be honest, having a kid scares the bejesus out of me. It frightens me to no end. And I told my friend Dottie about that, and Dottie, who's very encouraging, came up and she said, well, son, let me give you some advice. Can I give you some advice? And I said, sure. She said, my husband wasn't a perfect man, but he was a great father. And he said, you know what the secret was? He was always there. When my kids had a basketball game, he was at every basketball game. When my kids had a play or something after school, he was at every play. He was at every activity. On Saturdays, he would take his little daughters out to dates at Frisch's, and they had a little daddy date every single weekend. He had a son that he would take on trips and do father-son time. And he said, so if you want to know the secret to being a good dad, here it is. It's very simple. Just be present. That's great advice. Do you know that the number one command in the Bible is do not be afraid? But the number one promise that accompanies that command is I will be with you always. The Bible tells us you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be in fear no matter what life brings at you, no matter what life throws your way. You don't have to have any fear. Why? Because God will be present with you. And there are some of you in this room tonight. I want you to hear me. You're facing some very frightening circumstances, I'm aware. There are some of you in here tonight who are facing your first Christmas without that person that you love by your side. And we know that can be heartbreaking. We know that that can be earth-shattering. There are some of you in here tonight who are facing a sickness that's just lingering, and you don't know where to turn. You don't know if you'll ever get out of it. Some of you are here tonight, and you want to follow Jesus. You want to give your life to God, but there's this fear. Is he really going to come through for me? Am I going to measure up for him? Is this really going to work out in my life? And I want you to hear me tonight. You have an everlasting Father who has promised that no matter what life throws at you, no matter how high, no matter how low, no matter what mountaintop, no matter what valley, he is going to go with you because he is your forever Father. And I wonder tonight, have you unwrapped the gift of his presence? Do you know the joy that your heavenly Father wants to bring? Do you know the peace, the freedom, the hope that he wants to give to you today? Here's the final one. God wants you to unwrap the gift of his peace tonight. I think peace is the greatest thing that God could give to us. The word peace, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, it means wholeness or completion. In other words, it means that in my relationship with God, everything is as it should be. Nothing is out of place. And some of you come in here tonight and you don't have a lot of peace in your life. Maybe it's because you're haunted by your past. Maybe as you come in here tonight, maybe just the thought of coming into a church just fills you with fear. Maybe you start to think through the decisions you've made, the things you've said. You wonder, is this the place I should be? Do I belong here? Some of you come in here tonight and you're crippled with anxiety about the future. Maybe for your family or the way that our world's going, and you're wondering, how are things going to play out for me? Some of you are here tonight and you just feel unsatisfied. No matter what, it feels like there's this void in your life. And I want you to hear me. I want you to lean in. The Bible says that all of those feelings are really just byproducts of our ultimate problem. And that's that we're missing out on a relationship with our Heavenly Father. The Bible actually says that before Christ, we were enemies with God. That in our sin, we decided, God, I don't want to do things your way. I don't want the life that you have for me. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to go my own way. But rather than come to crush his enemies, what does Jesus do? He enters the world as a baby to come and give his love and his life for his enemies. That baby came to make peace. And how did he do it? It's because that baby grew into a man. And the Bible says he was a man who lived a perfect life, a life without sin, the life that you and I needed to live, the life that we were unable to live. And why did he do it? Because he knew that we were so imperfect. He knew that there would be people who struggle with their past and who struggle with the fear of their future. And so he came and he lived the life that we could not live as a perfect person before God. And that perfect king didn't come to conquer and reign from a throne, but he came to die on a cross. And the Bible says that on the cross, all of the record of our sin, all of our past failures was erased. He fit the bill for our failures. He wiped away the record of our wrong. And the best part is he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, that same man who went into the grave came out alive and he defeated death so that we could know with absolute certainty this Christmas that we have the gift of his peace, that we do not have to worry about being good enough for God, too dirty for God, too broken for God, because he wants us right where we are. All we have to do this morning is receive the gift. Enjoy the gift. So I told you, Hannah and I are getting ready to have our first kid. And we're getting really excited. You know, we're doing all the things that new parents do. We're starting to get our room ready. We're actually a little overwhelmed because we have a small nursery and it's already like overflowing. We open the door and stuff just starts falling out. And we're like, oh, what are we gonna do with all this stuff? And we're so excited for the day that baby comes. Because all this anticipation, all this waiting, all this stuff that we've been looking for, it's finally going to get to be here, and we're going to get to unwrap this beautiful gift and enjoy it and experience it. And I want you to know tonight, the thing you've been most searching for in your life, the thing you've been longing for, the greatest gift you've always needed was given to you in a manger 2,000 years ago. And he's just waiting to be unwrapped. I wonder tonight, have you unwrapped his promises in your life? Have you unwrapped his power for your life? Have you unwrapped his presence, his peace? Let's take a moment and pray and respond. Would you bow your heads for just a moment? I'd like to take just some extended time and pray. I wonder if there are any of you in here tonight who would say, I need to unwrap the gift of God's promises. I need his wisdom for a decision in my life, for a difficult season that I'm in. If that's you tonight, and you'd like to pray a prayer to unwrap and receive that wisdom, would you just raise your hand in the air so I could pray over you real quick? I want to pray a quick prayer. Father, for those who need your promise tonight, would you meet them where they are? The Bible says that if we would ask for your wisdom, you would give it generously to all without finding fault. So I pray for those who are in a difficult decision right now, who are in a trying circumstance and they don't know what next step to take. Father, would you pour out your wisdom in abundance? If you're in this room tonight and you're in a situation where you feel helpless, you feel weak, and you need the power of God to accomplish a miracle in your life, you need the mighty God of heaven to unleash his power on your life, would you just raise your hand so I could pray for you? I'll offer up a quick prayer. Father, I pray for those with their hands in the air. Would you meet them in this room tonight? The thing about your power is that you're so generous with it. All you ask is that we acknowledge our weakness, that we stop trying to do things on our own, and we just ask you to come through for us. And so, Father, would you do miracles in this room tonight? If there's sickness that needs to be healed, would you heal it? If there are marriages that need to be redeemed, would you redeem them? If there are relationships that are broken and need to be restored, Father, could this Christmas be the one where they get put back together, where people say, I'm sorry, and where reconciliation happens? If you're in this room tonight, and you just feel alone this Christmas, and you need to know that your Heavenly Father is with you wherever you go. You need to know that he goes beside you, that you don't walk through the fire alone, and you just need the encouragement of knowing he's there. Would you raise your hand so I could pray for you? Father, I lift up those who need your presence. Would you enter into this room in the form of your Holy Spirit and comfort them with your presence? Would you remind them, God, that you are with them always, wherever they go, that as they look to you and trust in you, they have the assurance that you go with them. The worst feeling in the world is feeling isolated, feeling by ourselves, but Father, thanks to the Holy Spirit, we never have to know that as a believer, because you're with us always. And lastly, if you're in need of his peace tonight, maybe you're here and you say, in my spirit, I feel like I've been opposing God. I feel like I've been at war against him. I feel like I've been far from him. And I want to know him. I want a relationship with him. I want the peace of knowing him. If that's you, I'd ask you just to raise your hand so I could pray over your life. Father, I lift up those in this room who need your peace. You promise to give peace without measure, to give peace that surpasses all understanding. So I pray for those in this room who need it, that God, they would just do the simple task of faith to cry out to you and say, God, I need your peace. I need the assurance of knowing that things are right between us. And Father, those who pray that prayer can have confidence because of the blood of Jesus, which was spilt for them. They don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be good enough for you, because Jesus was perfect for us. Jesus was the amount of good that we desperately need. And so tonight we can come before you with confidence and with joy. We can have peace right in your presence. Father, I pray for those in this room who need to unwrap the gift of Jesus tonight. He is the greatest gift they will ever receive. Far better than a LeBron jersey, a homemade table, far better than anything under the tree. He is the greatest gift of hope and joy and love that we could ever imagine. And I pray that they would receive it tonight, that they would unwrap it, that they would let it live in their heart and not stay under the tree. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.